Last week, the largest private property insurer in Florida, State Farm Insurance, announced that they were pulling out of the market, saying they could not raise premiums high enough to offset the risks from hurricanes. The final blow for the company was the denial of a 47% homeowners insurance rate increase that was rejected by the state's Office of Insurance Regulation. In response, Newport Richey State Senator Mike Fasano is proposing two specific pieces of legislation. One bill would be to prevent State Farm or any other company from selling auto insurance if it leaves the property insurance market.
If you offer automobile insurance and don't offer your homeowners insurance, but you do in other states, then you offer nothing in this state. We have companies like State Farm and others that are making a huge profit on automobile insurance in Florida, on life and health insurance policies in Florida, and of course now they're selling annuities. And our anti-cherry-picking bill would say you're going to be responsible, you're going to offer all your lines of insurance, or you offer nothing at all.
Sam Miller is with the Florida Insurance Council. He calls Fasano's proposal a feel-good measure that doesn't address the bigger problem.
The only thing that's going to do is reduce the choices folks have when they're looking for auto insurance. I mean, we ought to focus on making sure that folks have homeowners insurance and that Citizens Property Insurance can pay all of its claims and that the Florida Cap Fund can raise the money that it needs. And right now, with the national economic crisis going on, that it's doubtful that it could. Those are things that we need to do to make sure we can pay insurance claims. Passing a law that says if somebody's not going to sell homeowners, they can't sell auto, doesn't do anything at all to make sure we can pay claims after a major hurricane. And that's where the focus should be.
Fasano's second bill that he plans on proposing would prevent State Farm and other property insurance companies from dropping more than 2% of their customers in any year. A similar law was created in the aftermath of Hurricane Andrew in 1992. But has since expired.
That would pretty much stop State Farm in their tracks from doing what they want to do, and that is to dump 700,000 policies over the next year and a half or 2 years. There's no way that our economy, there's no way that the taxpayer, there's no way that the state of Florida could take this risk on. God forbid we were to get hit with a major storm. And this pretty much would stop them from unloading the amount of policies they want to unload. They could do it, but it would be no more than 2% each year.
State Farm said it would eventually cancel more than 700,000 homeowners' policies, almost 80,000 condominium owners' policies, and almost 62,000 renters' policies. Almost 58,000 boat owners will also be affected. Not every lawmaker agrees with Senator Fasano, and it's unclear how much of any support he would get for his bills. He has attempted before to pass legislation penalizing insurance companies for pulling out of the property insurance market, but in his words, those bills were watered down. But new information could persuade others to be in a more punitive mood. The Sarasota Herald Tribune reported Tuesday that a review of State Farm's regulatory filings just in indicates that the insurance company collected $2.6 billion more in premiums than it paid out in claims in Florida. State Farm says all that money's been used to pay expenses. Again, GOP State Senator Mike Fasano.
Nationally, State Farm makes billions of dollars every year. In 2005, they netted a profit of $4.5 to $5 billion. So when they whine and cry that they're not making any money, I beg to differ. And they're not fooling anybody, especially the legislature, especially our governor, especially the Office of Insurance Regulation, and especially they're not fooling the customer because we know better. They're making billions of dollars.
Sam Miller with the Florida Insurance Council says that state officials, like Insurance Commissioner Kevin McCarty and Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, are busy working and bringing more property insurers to the state, and that's what they should be doing.
One major insurance company in Ormond Beach, Security First, announced yesterday it's willing to take on maybe 50,000 State Farm policyholders, and in fact at lower rates. Several Florida Insurance Council members who are smaller insurers, we believe, will take on a good bit of the Citizens' book of business, maybe at lower rates. That's good for consumers. That's where the Florida Insurance Council is focused, and we respectfully submit that's where the legislature should be focused.